What it comes down to is whether or not the statements made by the educators fall under the 1967 Supreme Court ruling based on the case Garrity versus New Jersey. It protects public employees like school teachers and police officers who are required to cooperate with investigators or face the loss of their job. But there's more. WABE legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Paige Pate.
So anything you say in connection with that investigation, if it is truly compelled, cannot later be used against you in a criminal proceeding.
The only exception, says Pate, is if the compelled statements are false. If Judge Baxter rules the Atlanta educators were coerced into making statements, Pate says that could mean a major setback for the prosecution.
It gets real messy because of the use of the Garrity statements to form the basis of the RICO allegations and some of the other counts in the indictment.
That 65-count indictment of all the educators was problematic from the beginning, says Pate.
So you don't want to try a case like this twice. So if Judge Baxter wants to make sure he has the correct legal ruling, then he'll give the other side the opportunity to take it up on what we call an interlocutory appeal for immediate review, and then let the Court of Appeals issue a decision so that you know if you're going forward to trial, you have a ruling that should at least stand up on appeal.
Rose Scott, WABE News.